just before the break in the last session, I was talking about how we need to become sophisticated in our thinking. You have to be precise in your thinking.
好，在我们前一堂课最后，我们在讲到，就是我们的思维必须非常的精确、精致。
And to assist us with that in our studies, the Colonel would often come up with vocabulary to explain concepts in Scripture.
那在上校牧师在讲到的时候呢，在教学的时候呢，都会出现，他会发明一些词汇来解释圣经的教义。
And they can sound very technical, but we shouldn't be surprised. There's a lot of technical words in the Bible or technical concepts and vocabulary.
那这些词汇它的用起来呢，会觉得说，哎，好像蛮技术性的用词。但我们不需要觉得奇怪，因为其实这种技术性的用词在圣经里面是还蛮符合的。
Koine Greek, the language of the Greek Bible, is actually, we say common, it's actually a common language. But some of the concepts were quite deep, obviously, very deep for the church age. And then Paul himself would often make up vocabulary to use.
我们要先了解啊，就是希腊文，新约是用希腊文写的，而他用的希腊文是用的是那种一般普遍的人的这个语言，就是一般人都在用的语言，但是他的一些概念却很有的时候是蛮深刻的哈。那保罗呢，他在写这个圣经的很多的篇章的时候呢，他其实自己会去创造一些词汇。
Yeah, and Paul was a language genius, and with his background as well, there's not just one kind of a Greek, there's very different dialects of Greek as well, and he could use from those different dialects to really bring a nice message together.
保罗是一个语言天才，好，所以他在写新约的很多篇章的时候呢，他其实书写的时候不是只用一种希腊的文，因为希腊文它就跟现在的很多语言一样，它都会有当地的一些地方性的方言。为了要表达一件事情，保罗他会是使用不同的希腊方言来去解释一件事。
Yeah, Peter himself, Peter actually wrote about the writings of Paul, and Peter said the writings of Paul can actually be quite difficult to understand sometimes, but you would do well to study them, something like that. Peter was talking about Paul and his writing, said it is sophisticated, but you have to learn it.
所以呢使徒彼得呢，他也就有特别有提到说，保罗的这个文笔啊，有的时候是还蛮高深的，你必须要真的花时间去研读。
And so we have these terms, and one term that the Colonel came up with to describe the concept I just mentioned before the break, how Jesus Christ, his spiritual life was the Word of God under the filling of the Holy Spirit. And we have a special term for that.
在我们上一堂课结束前呢，我们才说呢，耶稣基督他的属灵生命的资源最重要的就是来自于神的话语以及圣灵充满。
And then what happened after he was resurrected from the dead? He breathed on his disciples. He gave them the Holy Spirit.
而当耶稣他死后又复活了，好，在那时候呢，他其实呢是对他的学生们吹气，他把圣灵的这个气息也分给了他的学生。
Yeah, this was before the day of Pentecost, so we're just talking about there was 11 apostles at that stage because Judas had died, but Jesus Christ breathed on them and he gave them the Holy Spirit.
这个所说的他给这个圣灵的气息，不是指那个后来的五旬节，是之前耶稣回去看他的学生的时候，他就让他那11学生都得到了圣灵。
And then later on, of course, at the day of Pentecost, we had the Holy Spirit come down. People started speaking in tongues, for example, and they were given all kinds of spiritual gifts. But one of the things that was also given was the filling of the Holy Spirit.
然后之后呢，五旬节的时候呢，则是呢，整个圣灵下降，在当场的所有的人都得到了圣灵。那这个时候，他们得到了各种的神所给予的礼物，其中最重要的这个就是圣灵充满。
Even today, now, we have the same spiritual life that Jesus Christ had. It is, again, the Word of God and the filling of the Holy Spirit.
而今日的基督徒们也一样是有同样的这些圣灵的资源和神的话语。
Okay, and from this, that's why we have the word prototype. Now, these words here, prototype, divine, dynasphere, this is talking about Jesus Christ in his humanity.
好，然后我们讲到，耶稣基督呢，以他的人 的位格的这一个部分呢，它是有一个原型，就是它会有属神的动态圈。
No, don't use it. Don't use the translator. We'll just have to do it.
好，对不起啊，我先不要用这个字典上的翻译，我们请 Tim 来说明白。
Okay, proto means first, and the type is like an example. So he was the first test.
We have Chinese for that word.
Oh, you do. Okay.
原型。
Okay. And he tested the spiritual life. See, what was he testing? He was testing, does the spiritual life work? Does having the filling of the Holy Spirit and having the Word of God in your soul, Jesus Christ tested that system.
耶稣基督呢，等于是他把我们属灵生命的这个运作跟成长的方式，等于是在耶稣基督身上先做了一个原型的测试，就好像说做了第一个打的模具一样哈。那这个测试呢，要确定它是会成功的，我们后面的人才可以用嘛。所以我们要看耶稣基督他的属灵生命的这个运作模式，是就是用了神的话语跟圣灵充满。
Yeah, so the system was tested to the cross and.Under the utmost testing a human could possibly suffer, it worked. The system worked.
而这个系统就是耶稣基督他的所谓属灵生命的这个系统呢，得到了最大的试炼就是在十字架上，而他成功了，成就了，所以代表这个原型是可以成功的，是可以用的。
You have to remember again, Jesus Christ did not use any miracles to like keep him on the cross and stop from sinning or anything like that.
我们需要记得。耶稣基督在十字架的时候，他没有施展任何的神迹神力，让他可以通过这样的考验哦。他完全是靠他人的位格，所有可以像我们一样的一个人的样子去测试。
Yeah, and as you read through the doctrines about this event, we understand that Jesus Christ could stay there because of his love for God the Father, his love for humans, of course, and the happiness he.His happiness wasn't related to his physical situation.
我们其实从圣经上可以看懂的，就是耶稣基督他之所以能够通过那个试炼，是因为他对天父的爱，以及对全人类的爱，以及他的一个喜乐，不是建筑在他现当下的四周的状态中。
It's having a love for God.And a love for Jesus Christ. That's what keeps you focused on God in times of a test.
所以对主的爱，对天父的爱，跟对人的爱，是让他可以留在那十字架上的唯一原因。
And the only way you develop that love is by studying the Word of God.
而你能够建造出这样的爱，是完全是必须要研读神的话语，你才会对神有这样的爱。
So that's where we have the word prototype, meaning that Jesus Christ was the first one with the system and he tested it, and he could come back from the dead and say it works.
所以呢，耶稣基督就是我们的这个所谓属灵生命的原型，而他证明了在十架上证明了他是成功的。
And actually the fact that Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead, that is proof that he didn't sin.If Jesus Christ had done one sin on the cross, he would not be worthy to be the Savior.
而且呢，耶稣之所以在十架上死后还可以再复活，是因为他整个过程都没有犯任何的罪。只要他犯了罪，那这个事情就不会成就了，这整件事情就没有意义了。
If he'd done one sin on the cross, then he would become a sinner and he would need a Savior.
哦，如果呢，他在十架上的过程犯了一个罪，他就变成是一个罪人，那他就需要另外的拯救者，他就不能成为我们的拯救者。
Now some people say, well, it's impossible for Jesus to sin. He was God. So how could he sin anyway? He was God. How could he even sin?
有些人说，当然耶稣基督不会犯罪了，他就是神啊，他当然不会有罪啊。
But we have actually studied before that you know, there's verses in scripture which tell us that Jesus Christ, he was able to sin, but he did not sin.
但是我们圣经上已经让我们认识到其实耶稣基督是有机会犯罪的以人格的状况但是他没有犯罪。
I won't go into that today. Maybe in the future we can review that, but you just have to trust me for now. Jesus Christ could have sinned, but he did not. His free will was positive to God.
我们今天不多谈这一块，就是耶稣基督有机会犯罪的这件事情，但你们要相信听在说的，就是他耶稣基督也是靠着他的自由意志选择了不犯罪。
Okay, now we have the word divine here. Divine means from God because the system was provided by God. The word of God is from God and the Holy Spirit is God. So that's why we have the word or the adjective of divine here.
好，那第二个字呢，形容词神的、哦、因为圣灵充满跟神的话语都是来自于神，所以呢，它就会有一个神的当作形容词在这中间。
Remember, the entire spiritual life or the Christian life cannot have any human works involved at all.
要记得哈，所有的这个属灵的生命
，there's no human input, no human works,
都不可能拥有任何人的功在里面。人做功是与属灵生命的成长一点关系都没有。
So that includes things like religion. Remember, we've discovered that religion is actually.From Satan, and men promote that as well. So religion, unless it's Christianity, but religion is a human work.
而宗教呢，我们不要忘记，它其实是撒旦的诡计啊。所以任何的宗教行为，它都是不属神的。
And that would include rituals, which are not part of the Christian life as well.
而所谓的这个仪式，它也不是我们属灵生命里面一个基督徒该有的。
I'll just give you an example. You know, there's a lot of religions, and even within the Christian church, people might do things to absolve themselves of their sins. They've done something wrong, they've done a big sin to God, and they think they have to do something in order that God will forgive them of their sin.
所谓仪式呢，即使在这个传统的这个基督教或天主教，尤其天主教里面也曾经用过的，这些仪式它常常都是为了人想要用一个方法自己去解决他的罪。
For example, in the Catholic Church, you go and sit in a special box and you confess your sins to the priest, and then the priest will do the hand jive, and he'll say your sins are forgiven.
就比如说天主教里面就是有一种什么 a booth, right?
The booth, in the booth. Yeah.
对，就是在有告解室嘛，哈，天主教都会去跟神父告解。那你跟神父告解之后，你的罪就没了。
Well, you have some religions, and also in the Catholic religion as well. In a lot of the Asian religions, you have people that beat themselves with sticks, even to the point of having blood come out. In Phuket, in Thailand, they have this festival, and they stab themselves with swords and knives and stuff like that, because they want to feel forgiven for their sins.
I thought they were showing off.
Yeah, that too, probably.
Showing off that God is inside of them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's part of it. But there's specific rituals where people will actually beat themselves with the intention that they're trying to punish themselves for their sins.
Oh, 那比如说有一些宗教，他们会打自己，就像那个鸡童哈，鞭打自己，然后好像他的那个过程其实是有一点点也在赎罪的概念。
Or even Christians, you know, they've done some big sin. They don't know how to name the sins properly, so they go to church and think, well, usually I should be giving 10% to the church, so this week I'll give 50% because I've been unfaithful to my wife and sleeping with prostitutes or whatever.
那也有一些人呢，他就是知道自己罪犯罪，比如说他对不起他的老婆啊，所以呢，平常他只给他所得的11%奉献哈，因为上礼拜。对老婆不忠，所以他就用什么15%奉献，就50%的奉献。
And those are all rituals. Like even giving money to the church, now that can be seen as a ritual if you're not doing it correctly motivated.
所以呢，即使是我们的奉献，我们的这个动机如果不对的话，它也就变成是一种赎罪的仪式。
And that's human works.
这些都是属于属人的事工。
That's not part of the spiritual life.
所以这些都不是我们属灵生命该有的。
Well, some people, after they've done some sins, they think that if they cry to God, if they feel sorry for their sins and they cry to God and say, oh God, I didn't mean to do that and I made a mistake, but I promise I won't do it again. That's emotion now. Now he's been emotional, but that's not part of the spiritual life either.
那有些人会对神哭诉说他做错了事情，那这种时候他也是可能是用了太多的情绪，而不见得属灵生命上面会有所成长。
Yeah, the emotions are part of the body. It's got nothing to do with the spiritual life.
我们要记得，就是情绪它是属于 血气是身上的，是身体上的。
Emotions were designed by God to respond to a situation. And if you're thinking correctly in the situation, you can have a good response. You can appreciate what decisions you're making, for example.
所以神给我们人情绪，它其实是让我们能够对于一些事情有所反应，那尤其是喜乐的这个感觉。
So again, those are human responses. But if you sin, we're on the example of sin, right?The spiritual solution is 1 John 1:9. You go to the Word of God and you see, oh, it says, I name my sins to God.
所以我们有任何做错的事情的时候，我们不是用情绪来悔改，而是要用反弹的这个程序来悔改，就对神认罪来悔改。
Now, you know, that's part of the 10 problem-solving devices. If you, you know, we'll have a look at it later today.The 10 problem-solving devices solve every problem in life, and they're all a spiritual solution. They all provide spiritual solutions.
晚一点我们会再来讲这个对生活面对问题的十个解决问题的方法，这些都是我们真正属灵生命该使用的方式。
But rebound is the only one you can't have the power of the filling of the Holy Spirit, of course, because you've lost the filling when you sinned.
而这个反弹呢，就是唯一的可以让我们重新获得圣灵充满的方式。因为只要我们一犯罪，我们就失去了圣灵充满。
When you're out of fellowship with God, the Holy Spirit, you cannot live the spiritual life.
而当我们失去圣灵充满的时候，我们就跟神的关系就断绝。这样的话，我们就没有再继续属灵生命的这个可能性。
And Jesus Christ, as the prototype divine dinosaur, was filled with the Spirit from birth. It was very unique. No, I haven't. I'll get to it next. Okay. But okay, so we were looking at the word divine, and divine means from God. So that relates to, I'll just put word, that's the word of God, and the filling of the Holy Spirit. That's the divine aspect there.
好，所以第二个字是神，属神的。那这个呢，是来自于神的话语以及圣灵充满。
Okay, and then we have this word dynosphere, which is a word that I think the Colonel made up actually. But the word dunamis is the Greek word which means power.
好，这个 dynosphere 这个字呢，是上校牧师他把它特别用在这里哦。那这个 dyna 在希腊文的意思就是力量。
You have a word like dynamo, for example, in English, a dynamo is something that produces electricity. You have them in cars, where when the wheels go around, they connect to, there's a dynamo which charges the battery.
是讲的是那个电磁场吗？
火力
发动机。
发动机。
发电机。
发电机。
Okay.
Generator.
Oh, yeah, generator is another name. So dynamo and generator is the same thing.
他讲的就是那个发电机。就是在dynamo 是发电机。
You might be familiar with this word here, dynamite.
I know the dynamic.
Oh, okay, well, that's a good example. Yeah, any word, you know, because it means powerful. So it's from the Greek word dynamis, which means powerful.
Okay, 所以这个 dyna 就是有力量。的相关的这个词。
Okay, and the word sphere just means an area or
一个球。
That's right.
Sphere 就是一个球。
Okay, so we're talking about like a circle of power. The Christian, when you're in fellowship and you're applying the word of God, it's almost like you're in the sphere of power. That's the connotation here.
好，所以这个 dynosphere 就是一个动力、动能的环境，一个系统。
And we talk about, you know, the top and bottom circles. You've seen the chart there that we did last week. Okay, so here's the cross. Remember, you have the top circles and you have the bottom circle. This is the sphere we're talking about here.
上一次上课的时候，我们有一个这个图哈，上面一个圈，下面一个圈，这两个就像是两个体系。所以其实这 dynosphere 就是一个体系，就是动力体系的意思。
Okay, now I spent more time on this than I'd like, but the concept here is that we have this term, prototype divine dynosphere. That is your spiritual life. Jesus Christ was the prototype. And then he gave us this dynosphere. He gave us this sphere of power.
好，所以呢，这三个字摆在一起的意思 prototype divine dynosphere, 好，就是 等于是说耶稣基督提供了我们一个属神的一个动力系统的一个原型。
It's been tested, it works.、Right?
而且呢这个原型是已经经过试炼而且成功的确定它是没有问题的是一个良好的良率百分之百的一个原型。
If it fails, it's because of you. God provided a perfect product for you, right? That's like a product. God says, here's your product. Here's your spiritual life.
That's our prototype. We should be like that if we are like that.
That's right.
好，所以这个呢，耶稣基督就是我们要仿造的这个动力，神的动力系统的原型。我们如果没成功，代表是我们这个 copy 版没有做好，不是那个原型不对。
Okay, how much time you got left on this? I've got about 15 minutes. Now, what I'm going to do is I want to finish off to the end of the invisible hero just very quickly because otherwise I'll get distracted and I'll get off on other stories. So what I'll do, I'll go fairly quickly through the slideshow and then on Tuesday we'll come back at the start.
好，我们今天还要赶快再把这个不可见的英雄这一段呢，赶快把它完成，免得不小心又分心讲到别的地方去。
Otherwise, you won't be able to see the path that I'm trying to take here.
否则的话，我们会看不懂听到底他的这个路这个讲解的这个动线是什么。
Okay, so this will be a sort of an overview of where we're going, and hopefully we can get to the end of it, and then we'll go back to the start, and we'll go through it more slowly.
好，所以我们现在再回头来讲这个 PPT 啊，是把这个不可见的英雄再做一点点复习，跟把它完成。
Okay. Now, the invisible hero is the witness. He's the martyr or the witness in the angelic conflict.
好，所谓的这个不可见的英雄，我们其实在谈的都是一些为了这个属神他们愿意牺牲的这些烈士。
Now, that is your goal for the spiritual life, that one day you can appear before the Lord and the Lord will say, you completed the spiritual life.
就是当有一天如果我们可以为如他们这些不可见的英雄一样以他们为 model 我们也做到了这个为属神的生命而甚至牺牲的话我们在耶稣基督的面前他会告诉我们说你完完整整的完成了你的属灵生命的呈现。
Yeah, and you're not going to complete the spiritual life, you're not going to complete your purpose in life unless you're tested. That means you're going to have to suffer at some point.
如果我们不能够把这个属灵生命如此的一个成就的话呢，我们其实生命中一定会受到灾难的这个试炼。
Yeah, now there's actually two kinds of testing. There's a what we call a prosperity testing. Like Job was given a lot of prosperity first, but he didn't get distracted by his wealth and his family and all of the blessings that God had given to him.
其实测试呢试炼呢会有两大种哈第一种就是属于丰盛的试炼像约伯他就是得到了丰盛的生命却是其实是对他的一个测试但是他成功的通过了丰盛的测试。
So he didn't get distracted by that, he remained righteous in God's eyes.
他完全没有因为他的丰盛而分心他还是保持神要他所维持的公义。
And then he was given the adversity testing. So he was put through a lot of, like, we say misery, I guess.
而第二种试炼呢，就是逆境的试炼。那约伯他后来就开始进入逆境。
Yeah, but ultimately, for a Christian, as he matures, he's going to face both kinds of tests. Really, you're going to get some kind of blessings, and you're going to get what we call prosperity testing, and then you have adversity testing.
所以任何一个要成就一个属灵生命成熟的人呢，他都要经历这两种，只是次序不一定一样。
Yeah, and really we don't know what each individual is going through in the way of testing. You can't look at another person and say what sort of testing are they going through in their life.
其实我们在看这些基督徒的时候，你是无法从外在看到他正在经历哪一种试炼的。
And even for yourself, the only way we're really going to be sure.Is when you get to heaven, and then you'll see that Jesus Christ will have this evaluation tribunal.
而我们自己看自己也看不清楚，只有当我们有一天到了耶稣基督的面前，在他的这个评估宝座前，我们才知道原来我们这个生命是怎么样经过试炼的。
Okay, now there's a few verses we've got up here. For example, 1 Corinthians 3:11-15.
好，我们现在来看几段经句。第一个呢是哥林多前书的三章十一节到十五节。
2 Corinthians 5:10。
还有这个哥林多后书的五章十节。
Romans 14:10-13。
罗马书14:10-13。
And Revelations 22:12。
启示录22:12。
Okay, now when we come back to have a look through the study again, we'll go through the verses in more detail.
You mean you're taking a break now?
No, because I said that we'll go through it and then we'll come back to the start again.
好，我们继续往下看，我们等会儿再回来看经句。
Okay, and one thing that keeps you focused on your spiritual life is that knowledge about the Bema throne.
而我们要理解这些事情的话，我们必须要了解所谓的评估宝座的概念。
We did this very quickly last week, so remember you've got sort of three mainways or outlooks that you can have. You've got the long term of the future, that is at the, when you get to heaven and the Bema throne, and you've got your short to medium goals, and you've got your day to day walk with the Lord.
而所谓一个outlook, 怎么分
outlook is the way you look at life, really.
怎么样来看待你的生命呢？其实可以有远程的、中程的、跟每天的这些状态。
Yeah, and they're all going to require slightly different application of the Word of God. Yeah, they require different understanding of different doctrines, for example.
而在这种近程的或远程的不同的这个面向上来说，我们都要用不同的神的话语来理解我们的目标是什么。
Yeah, but ultimately you need to have a good grasp of all of those three aspects, the long term and the medium term and the short term, your day-to-day living. You need to understand all of those very clearly in your thinking.
所以我们的思维呢，必须要对这种近程、中程、远程的我们的目标，怎么样去看我们的近程、中程、远程的生活，我们要非常非常的仔细、清楚。
And they all need to be in sync. We say, you know, synchronized or together. You know, they all have to be in line, really.
而这些近、中、远程的属灵生命之间的关系，全部都要把它连线起来。
Yeah, for example, if someone's going to, wants to be a great, I think I gave the example of a great doctor. Now that means they're going to have to study very hard for maybe 10 years. Well, he can't be out partying every night with his university buddies.
而这个举例来说呢，就说你如果其实远程希望成为一个非常棒的医生，你就必须每天都要很努力的读书，否则的话，你如果每天都出去party 去玩，你怎么样都不可能达成那个远程的目标，所以要达到远程目标的近程的计划都必须要达成。
And it's the same for the Christian. If you want to get to the Bema throne and you want to hear that Jesus Christ will actually say, well done, my good and faithful servant, if you've been good and faithful. But that means that you had to be faithful day to day on a day to day basis.
而对于一个基督徒来讲，你希望在耶稣的评估宝座前，耶稣会对你说你真是一个信实的好仆人、好基督徒的话，你必须每天的所作所为都是信实而好的基督徒。
That means studying the Word of God every day and always naming your sins, always being under the filling of the Holy Spirit.
而如果要每天都成为一个好的基督徒，你就必须要每天读神的话语。然后每天要圣灵充满，然后要把神的话语用在生活中。
And always focused on the Lord Jesus Christ.
而且永远定睛在耶稣基督的身上。
Yeah, if you're just going to church on a Sunday and maybe a Bible class on a Tuesday or maybe a prayer meeting on Thursday or something, that's not going to be enough. There's a contradiction, really, between your goal, your long-term goal, and what you're doing on a weekly basis.
而如果呢，你只是每个礼拜天去做做礼拜，然后礼拜二读读经，然后礼拜三有一个什么小组会议，但其实呢，这样是不够的，因为对于你的未来的远程的目标来讲，你现在所做的很多事情都很可能是跟耶稣基督对你的期待是矛盾，是相抵触的。
Okay, and we've seen this slide here a couple of times, so we can go quick, just skip over it quickly. But remember, your priorities have to be set. You have to understand what your priorities are. Your number one priority includes like a list here. It's not just one thing.
而且呢，我们就因此每天在过的生活的时候，我们都要记住我们的优先顺序。这个荧幕上所有的优先顺序都是最重要的。
And that means every day you have to be studying the Word of God.
所以每天我们都得要研读神的话语。
You have to be applying the Word of God.
而且你必须每天都要使用神的话语。
Developing a love for God.
而且要让你 心中对神的爱越来越滋长。
That fulfills the greatest commandment of Matthew 22:37.
这其实呢是神给我们的一个命令。
And remember, when Jesus was quoting this, he's actually quoting from Moses in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy 6:5.
当耶稣用这句话的时候，他其实是从是摩西所写的
Deuteronomy
生命记里面。
Yeah,
所以耶稣他 是引用摩西所写的生命记里面的经句。
So that's a principle that's not just for the church age believers, obviously.
就是这个概念其实不只是教会时期的信徒才有的，其实从旧约时期就已经有了。
Now we have this chart here, actually. So you had the double column advance, and love was your motivation column. And then the more you love God, the more you want to study about God's word. That's doctrine.
好，这一张图大家之前的课程就讲过，这叫做并排前进的一个阵列，齁。就是说我们必须呢又有一堂要同时在精进我们的依着教义而前进，同时呢要有对神的爱。
Okay, yeah, we'll come back to this chart later on as well, because we need to review this. But remember, love gives you the motivation to learn the word of God, and learning the word of God increases your love.
所以呢这个意思是什么呢，就是你要建造你对神的爱是因着你对神更多的了解，也就是更多的了解神的话语，就会对神的爱就会滋长，而你阅读神的话语你也就越有了解神，也就越爱神。
Yeah, so one is like the study column. You know, we're told to study and apply. So you have the doctrinal column, that's study, and reciprocal love, that's the application.
所以呢，其实呢，这是一边左边那一条呢，这个就是研读神的话语；右边这一条呢，就是这个运用神的话语，就是爱神。
You have to have both of those. You can't just have one or the other.
这必须是同时同步前进的，你不可能只有其中之一。
Okay, now just to finish off quickly on this slide before the break, talking about number one priorities again.
好，我们很快在下课这一堂的下课前把它在这边讲完，就是第四条是。
Okay, so one of your number one priorities is doing the will of God.
好，另外一个你的优先第一优先事情是要依着神的旨意行事。
Developing occupation with the Lord Jesus Christ, mean maintaining focus on Him.
然后就是逐渐的能够把整个头脑都充满了耶稣基督。
Glorifying God to the maximum.
以最大的能力去荣耀神。
And then becoming a witness in the angelic appeal trial.
成为天使申诉法庭的见证人。
Okay, so remember that.Okay, well that's all we've got time for, so we'll have a 10-minute break and then we'll come back and continue on the next slide.
好，我们再休息10分钟后回来。